This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. Did you know that olive oil is at its peak of flavor and nutrition right after it's fresh pressed at harvest time? That's why my favorite olive oil is delivered to me direct from the latest harvest, thanks to the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. And now you can try a bottle yourself, normally $39, for just $1, with no obligation to buy anything else. Visit myfavoriteoliveoil.com. In my case, it truly is. MyFavoriteOliveOil.com. MyFavoriteOliveOil.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
To Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and we got lots of time to answer your questions this morning. Your questions regarding medicine, overall health, and nutrition. That's the theme of Intelligent Medicine each week. And you're going to hear some stories during this program that, well, they didn't really make it into the mainstream media, or else they were reported badly. They were shared with you with clickbait headlines that turn out to be misleading. We're going to do a deep dive on some of those stories this week and share vital health tips with you. Plus, we're going to be taking your phone calls. 877-726-TALK is our number. That's 877-726-8255. You can start dialing, and you can come directly into the doctor's office and pose your question today. So, this week, actually it was last week, I took a week off to spend a little time with family, but this story created some stir, made it into the mainstream media, but without a little bit of explanation and elucidation, it's going to create the wrong impression. Headline, Cancer Survival Takes a Hit with Alternative Medicine. Study shows eschewing conventional therapy is risky. This comes to us from MedPage Today. This is a publication for doctors and health professionals. And here's what it says, and also here's what it doesn't say. Patients who opted for alternative medicine as the sole treatment for potentially curable cancers had significantly worse survival compared with similar patients who received conventional therapy. This according to a study. Now, we're going to be very careful looking at these words and parse these statements very carefully, because what they're saying here is that patients who opted for alternative medicine as the sole treatment, that is the only treatment, for potentially curable cancers, cancers for which conventional therapy has shown some advantages, had significantly worse survival compared to similar patients who took the regular therapies. So what they're saying here is not something new. This is actually something that I've been saying since the beginning of my career, that there are certain cancers for which conventional therapies work to some extent. There are very few cancers for which conventional therapies are 100% effective, but we're making progress in the treatment of cancer, and for certain cancers, conventional therapy does make sense. But what this article is definitely not saying is that patients who opt for, say, surgery, chemo, or radiation do not benefit from adjunctive care with diet, with supplements, with alternative therapies such as intravenous vitamin C and other types of alternative interventions. That's not what this article is saying. And in fact, if you scroll down a little bit, a little further down in the article, it says the study did not include patients who received complementary or integrative therapies in addition to conventional treatment. In fact, I've stopped using the word alternative medicine, because alternative medicine means an either or. Intelligent medicine means incorporating the best of natural therapy along with the best of high-tech medical treatment. And I predict in the world of cancer, we're going to see some remarkable breakthroughs in the next 5 or 10 or 15 years. Already, they're mapping out the cancer genome. They're beginning to target cancers. Instead of using a one-size-fits-all approach, they're using personalized medicine to determine which therapies will benefit which patients need aggressive therapies, and which patients can simply be watched. That's what's happening in the world of cancer. But it doesn't preclude the use of natural approaches in supporting patients with cancer. It's extremely important to utilize certain measures with various supplements that protect people from the adverse effects of chemo and radiation, while at the same time not interfering with chemo and radiation. It's really an art to apply these therapies judiciously when someone is undergoing conventional cancer care. It's not an either-or, it's all of the above when it comes to dealing with this challenging health problem. So what they're saying here, though, they're really teeing off on alternative therapies based on this study. They say that the alternative medicine cohort had a significantly worse 5-year survival rate. 78% of the patients with these types of cancers, by the way, this is not all cancers. This is specifically breast, prostate, lung, and colorectal cancer. They're not talking about other types of very challenging cancers, such as glioblastoma, that Senator John McCain has, for which conventional care works a little bit, but simply delays the inevitable usually, or pancreatic cancer, which is extremely challenging. Although more and more we're seeing survival in pancreatic cancer, both with alternative therapies, such as that espoused by the late Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez, and also with the types of advanced surgery that are now available, along with chemotherapy, in some cases helpful. They're talking about these four cancers. They're talking breast, prostate, lung, and colorectal. So they're saying that only 55% of those using alternative therapies alone survived for 5 years versus 78% using conventional therapy. And the none other than the president of the American Society of Oncology, Daniel Hayes, took the opportunity to caution against over-reliance on complementary and alternative medicine strategies. He has a very negative view of them, as is exemplified by this statement, where commenting on a couple of studies that showed improved outcomes that were attributable to lifestyle and dietary factors, the then president of the American Society for Clinical Oncology said, "People should not interpret these two studies as suggesting that if you live a healthy lifestyle and you eat tree nuts, you don't need to take the chemotherapy that your oncologist would recommend. That's a very dangerous interpretation." Well, no, Dr. Hayes, it's not an either or. It's all of the above working together in an integrative fashion to treat the challenging problem of cancer. So let's talk to one of our callers. Let's speak to Mike. Mike in Philadelphia. Hi, how are you?
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I swim in a bromine-treated swimming pool, and since bromine displaces iodine, and since I don't use iodized salt, I'm probably iodine deficient. Are milligram doses of iodine too much, since the RDA for iodine is in the micrograms?
Yeah, it's like the RDA for iodine, I think, is 150 micrograms per day or
right.
Something along those lines. And micrograms means thousandths of a milligram. And when iodine is prescribed at high doses, it may be prescribed 15 milligrams per day, which is much more than you get from an ordinary diet. So that would be a therapeutic application of iodine. What Mike is talking about, hey, Mike, you got a little chemistry background, it sounds like?
Just a little Google research, thank you.
Yeah, you remember your periodic table of elements? Remember that stuff we had to memorize?
Chlorine, bromine, fluoride, they're all halides.
Exactly. So why the heck do we memorize that darn table, you know, with germanium and, you know, all these crazy elements and yttrium? Okay, so if you look at a column in that periodic a column of elements. I know you know this, Mike, but I'm trying to instruct our audience. As opposed to the row's across, the column is vertical. You'll see in the column, you'll see iodine and fluoride, fluorine and chlorine and bromine are all in a column. And what that means is that they have the potential to interfere with one another at the level of the thyroid. And therefore, it's not that you drink a lot of chlorinated water or swim in chlorinated pools for that matter. Or if you have fluoridated water, which we're all imbibing because of a public health initiative to get as much fluoride into us as possible to prevent our dental cavities. And bromine, which is in baked goods, actually, brominated flour, helps to preserve flour. But also, in your case, an unusual situation because most pools are chlorinated, not brominated. But bromine is used to keep the bacterial counts down in pools. And bromine, if you imbibe a lot of it, you may interfere with your iodine uptake. So, yes, it makes sense to supplement with a little bit of iodine. And the question is how much? And because you got to be careful because too much iodine can actually suppress your thyroid function. It's a little bit the Goldilocks principle. You know, too little, not good. Too much, not good. Just right, okay. You know, it's a sweet spot for iodine consumption. So you don't want a megadose. Maybe you want to take as much as a milligram of iron of iodine per day. But unless you have a very specific health problem for which iodine may be therapeutic, I wouldn't go too high. And in terms of heeding that advice myself, I swim a ton in a chlorinated pool. And I don't supplement with additional iodine. And I haven't experienced any thyroid problems or iodine deficiency. But, you know, I get a little bit of iodine. I think my multi contains 75 or 150 milligrams, micrograms, that is, of iodine. And I haven't experienced a problem. So if you're a healthy individual and your thyroid function seems to be okay, you probably don't have to worry about that. It's more of a theoretical risk than a real practical challenge.
I read an entire book on this topic, and there were a lot of people who apparently report some really fabulous, wonderful effects from the megadosing, driving the bromines out of your body and replacing it with iodine. And although there are some people who if they start too quickly too much, can have problems with the thyroid, so I don't want to just read a book and go, you know, drink the Kool-Aid, so to speak, and you know, disregard, you know, general advice.
I think that's prudent because there is a little bit of a fad for megadosing with iodine, and I'm a little concerned with that. And, you know, some of the top people in my field, you know, Dr. Alan Gaby, we've discussed this topic with him on my podcast, and he's a little concerned about going to supraphysiological doses. In other words, doses that are much higher than nature intended with iodine in an effort to improve thyroid function or you know, drive out toxic halides like fluorine and chlorine and bromine. I'm not sure that that is an approach that has been that well substantiated, although, you know, there's promise there. There's something to be said for being concerned about our iodine consumption because maybe a lot of people aren't getting enough. Hey, thanks very much for your call.
Sure, thank you. Thank you.
I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and our number, 877-726-8255. That's 877-726-TALK for this weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
You're listening to Intelligent Medicine, brought to you by yours truly, Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Take advantage of everything Intelligent Medicine has to offer. Just go to drhoffman.com. There you'll find cutting-edge articles and resources vital to your health and wellness. Subscribe to the podcast and newsletter to keep Intelligent Medicine content flowing all week long. Also, go to drhoffman.com and click on the store to buy your supplements via our convenient internet portal. We only stock the very highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere, the very same supplements I prescribe to my patients. Finally, become a patient of my practice. I will personally perform an extensive workup on you, applying all of our Intelligent Medicine principles. Or make an appointment with Layla Mudin, our nutritionist. She'll provide you with expert advice on diet and supplements. Get the Intelligent Medicine experience. Go to drhoffman.com. drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you, and our number 877-726-TALK for questions. That's 877-726-8255. We got lots more to talk to you about. We're going to talk about the cardiovascular benefits of eating a handful of almonds daily. But first, let's take a call from Jill in Middletown, Connecticut. How you doing?
Hi, doctor. I've been hearing on the internet that 97% of people with an underactive thyroid have Hashimoto's. And I was wondering, I don't know where I lie in the 3% or the 97%, but I was wondering if there was any difference in treatment.
Okay. Well, let's take a look at that, because Hashimoto's is an autoimmune disease of the thyroid. It was named after a Japanese doctor named Hashimoto who discovered it. It turns out that autoimmunity actually accounts for approximately 90% of adult hypothyroidism, mostly due to Hashimoto's disease. So 97%, I thought that number was a little high. This article that I'm consulting here that's entitled Autoimmunity and Hypothyroidism says that it's about 90%, okay? And so the majority of Hashimoto's patients are women, and in Hashimoto's, you have an autoimmune attack on the thyroid by the body. Now, part of the problem with that is that the thyroid can also become inflamed and enlarged, and you can have a goiter in Hashimoto's, but also some Hashimoto's patients feel lousy because of it's an autoimmune problem, and it's not just confined to the thyroid. So they just may feel achy and depressed, under the weather, flu-like, and it's not something that can simply be corrected with a little bit of thyroid medication. And that's part of the challenge in treating Hashimoto's patients. Many patients feel great when they just get their thyroid medication. I'm not saying that Hashimoto's is not treatable with thyroid medication. But sometimes you have to deal with the autoimmunity that underlies it, which means a diet change, getting on to a paleo-type diet, eliminating food allergens, taking anti-inflammatory nutrients like fish oil, added vitamin D helps to suppress autoimmunity, correcting the gut problems that are associated with autoimmunity by taking probiotics and so on. You need sometimes a broad-based approach and not just a thyroid replacement to treat this kind of condition.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA, and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. They source only the highest quality, deep, cold water fish using traditional, sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and 28 of their fish oils have received the highest 5-star rating from the International Fish Oil Standards Program. Carlson is the number one selling liquid fish oil brand in the United States. Carlson's award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing supplements or who prefer this delivery method. For more information, go to CarlsonLabs.com. CarlsonLabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. And we're taking your phone calls on this weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. It's 877-726-TALK. We got some callers. They want to come into the doctor's office. It's Lisa from Detroit, Michigan. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. How about you?
Pretty good. Well, not so well after you guys beat up on my Yankees out there at the ballpark. Yeah, did you hear about the brawl this week?
Yes, I did. It wasn't pretty.
It wasn't pretty at all, and you know, you guys started it. So I mean,
that's what it looked like. But
I think I may boycott Detroit for at least a couple of months. Anyway, I don't want to punish you too hard. So what's going on?
Well, 2 weeks ago, I went to my university hospital here to get a PAD test repeated because I had it done a year ago.
And that would be for a peripheral arterial disease. So you had some straps put around your legs to see about the circulation, something like that?
Right. And they said that it came out normal except for my left foot of the big toe. It was a little bit off.
Mm-hmm.
So so they asked me if I wanted to get a cholesterol test, and I said sure. And the numbers that
One thing leads to another, right? You know, a little abnormality on the test. You got a little poor circulation in your toe, and right away they want to check your cholesterol. Okay, go ahead.
Right. Well, my numbers is my total was 205.
Mm-hmm.
My triglycerides was 126.
Mm-hmm.
My HDL was 59,
mm-hmm.
and my LDL was 121.
Mm-hmm.
So that to me didn't sound too good as numbers by looking at it.
Yeah.
And so she told me to go talk to my own physician to see what she thinks if I need a statin or not. And I've been trying to avoid it.
We're going way down the line, much too fast here. There's a real rush to judgment. You know, you do the test, and I'm not sure why you had the test to begin with, the test to see if you have problems with circulation in your legs. Do you have pain on walking, which is sometimes referred to as claudication?
Sometimes I do have it in my calf of my left leg, but what kind of threw me off was that my left foot felt colder than my right, so I thought that was kind of weird.
That can happen for any number of reasons other than atherosclerosis. You don't have diabetes. You're not a smoker, correct?
Right.
Okay, so
I went to my local hospital, and they gave me the same test, and they told me right off the bat I had PAD.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to get a second opinion, but they told me in the university hospital that my big toe is a little bit off, so I don't know if that was.
So this is what I would do with you. First of all, there is some, I'm not going to dismiss this out of hand. You don't have, by the way, your cholesterol doesn't knock my socks off. It's a little indeterminate. In other words, it's not the best profile, but it's certainly not the worst in terms of predicting whether you have atherosclerosis that could cause you to have poor circulation to your toe, showing an abnormal result. And there's any number of reasons why you might have pain in your calf while walking other than peripheral arterial disease. I'm not entirely sure you have that. I'd have to look at the tests, and maybe there's some other tests that need to be run to see if you really have that. So to me, the decider, when it comes to putting people on statin, the decider, for a lot of doctors about whether you should be on a statin is to hold a mirror under your nose and see if you're breathing. And if you are, and if you're over the age of 50, they'll say you need to be on a statin, almost invariably these days. It's just, a universal recommendation. They should put in the drinking water, et cetera. I'm very selective about statins. I'm not totally against the use of statins, but many studies suggest that statins are virtually worthless for women past a certain age, and that cutoff may be 65 or 70, certainly 75. There's very little evidence that if you don't have actual heart disease, a heart attack, a stent, bypass, surgery, that you're going to benefit from prevention with a statin, particularly as a woman. It's a little bit less clear for men. Men seem to be maybe gaining a little more protection if they have very high cholesterol from statin use. But the test that I would use to discern whether you are on your way to cardiovascular risk is an EBG heart scan. It's a relatively easy test to get. It's low radiation. We send patients for them all the time. And with numbers like yours, you might have plaque forming in your coronary arteries, or you might have pristine, perfectly clean coronary arteries. I don't know ahead of time from just looking at the numbers. An LDL of 121 is not exceedingly high. An HDL of 59 is relatively high and somewhat protective. Your triglycerides of 126 are a little higher than they should be. You're probably not doing enough exercise or maybe consuming too many carbohydrates. You could get that down with a low-carb diet, avoiding sugar, flour products, excess juices, soda, and so on. But I can't tell you for sure, based on these numbers, whether you're at high risk. Also, we do additional testing. We subfractionate the LDL. So the LDL of 121, it might be mostly good LDL. It might be large, fluffy LDL particles based on a test that determines particle size, or it might be small, dense, more dangerous LDL, which could put you at higher risk. There are other tests that can be done. We look at C-reactive protein, homocysteine, Lp(a). We look at the plaques test sometimes. We look at oxidized LDL to see if it's the kind of LDL that's more atherogenic, that attacks the arterial walls. There are various ways to establish your risk. But the easiest and most direct way to determine it, and you know, hopefully there's a place in your region that does this test, get an EBT heart scan, see if there's plaque in your coronary arteries. If not, you can totally dismiss the idea of going on a statin because it's not going to do you any good. It's kind of like if you're sitting in your garage, cleaning out your glove compartment of your car, you don't really need to put your seatbelt on. It's not going to offer you any protection. I mean, say every time you're in a car, you should put on a seatbelt. Yeah, well, if the car's moving. If you have plaque, yeah, maybe. But if you have zero plaque, being on the statin will do you no good. Okay, thanks for your call. And here's an announcement. If you're suffering from frequent fatigue, I have a suggestion, and I follow my own advice on this, more to increase my energy rather than to fend off exhaustion or fatigue. It's NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics. NT Factor repairs damaged cells, and it specifically supports cell membranes. Cell membranes are very important to cell function. The mitochondria, which are the energy-producing components of the cells, also have membranes. And when those membranes deteriorate through lack of healthy phospholipids, well, then you're in trouble. NT Factor is available in ProPax, which is a complete vitamin mineral formula. It's a one-stop shop for your nutrient needs with antioxidants, pre- and probiotics, and omega-3s, all combined to help you feel better. But you may want to just keep your favorite multi and continue taking your favorite fish oil, but still harness the power of NT Factor so you can get a product called Healthy Aging. It's the perfect accompaniment to whatever supplement regimen you're already taking, providing you with a unique energy support of just pure NT Factor in a potent delivery system. I've been taking NT Factor for years, and now with a 45-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. To order ProPax or Healthy Aging, call 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. And now, as promised, let's take a look at, well, we're talking about cholesterol, apropos of the last call. Let's take a look at the effects of almonds on your cardiovascular risk. In a recent study that was just published last month, actually this month, in the Journal of Nutrition, it's entitled Inclusion of Almonds in a Cholesterol-Lowering Diet Improves Plasma HDL in Normal Weight Individuals with Elevated LDL Cholesterol. So what do they do here? They fed 43 grams of almonds to individuals who are already on a heart-healthy diet. So this, whatever benefit that was to be had was the additional benefit of the 43 grams of almonds. Now, I had to look that up because we're not on the gram system here in the U.S. Somebody in Europe, Canada, they might know exactly what that means. But what are 43 grams of almonds? It turns out there's 23 almonds in an ounce, which is roughly a quarter cup of almonds or a handful of almonds. And so 43 grams is, do the math, it's a couple of handfuls of almonds, which is quite a lot, but still it's not a massive amount of almonds. It's a half cup of almonds. And it's kind of caloric, by the way. 249 calories in 43 grams of almonds. But some interesting things happened. Although it didn't have a major effect on overall cholesterol, a type of good HDL, and by the way, you can subfractionate HDL. Not all HDLs are alike. There's something called alpha-1 HDL, which is the good kind of HDL, the best kind of HDL. It increased by about 2.5 points. Now, that doesn't seem like much, but for every point you increase this alpha-1 HDL, you reduce cardiovascular risk by about 10%. So the conclusion here is substituting almonds for a carbohydrate-rich snack, and that's important because you just don't add almonds and eat all the other junk you're eating. But this is precisely what I do. I'm following a paleo diet regimen, so sugary desserts are out. And I'll eat a meal, but after the meal, like everyone, I want something tasty to just top it off. And the tendency might be to go to the fridge and get some ice cream, right? Just a couple of scoops, no biggie, maybe 65% chocolate bar, something that, unfortunately, is carbohydrate-rich, laden with sugar. Instead, to sate my appetite, I'll have a couple of handfuls of almonds. I always stock almonds. It's an emergency when I don't have almonds in the refrigerator. And I keep them refrigerated because leaving them out, they'll go rancid. And almonds, extremely satisfying, tasty, good way to top off a meal. Plus, they deliver cardiovascular benefits. So there you have it from the August 1st edition of the Journal of Nutrition. Almonds are good. And in a companion study, this is interesting. That was done in Journal of the American Medical Association, another major medical journal. The inclusion of almonds in a diet, the substitution for carbohydrate desserts of almonds, helped to reduce belly fat. So you can't go wrong with almonds. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
The best things in life are free. Free of gluten, dairy, allergens, and GMOs. And that's important in today's toxic world. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. Ohira's Probiotics has prided itself on purity that creates this certified vegetarian whole food supplement. The nourishing prebiotic culture medium in Dr. Ohira's Probiotics is comprised exclusively of pure spring water, fruits, wild vegetables, mushrooms, and seaweed. This carefully balanced and perfectly blended composition goes through a 3-year fermentation process, allowing it to maximize the natural health-promoting properties of each restorative ingredient. The final result? Dr. Ohira's Probiotics is an organic, living fusion that merges and encourages the evolution of your own exclusive internal bacteria, helping to support a healthy digestive system. Discover the Dr. Ohira difference and live free. Look for Dr. Ohira's Probiotics at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Did you know that olive oil is at its peak of flavor and nutrition right after it's fresh pressed at harvest time? That's why my favorite olive oil is delivered to me direct from the latest harvest, thanks to the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and as a listener of Intelligent Medicine, you can try a bottle of their finest artisanal olive oil, normally $39, for just $1, with no obligation to buy anything else. I've been enjoying these harvest fresh olive oils for years. They are far and away the brightest, most lively, and flavorful olive oils I've ever tasted. Their antioxidants and polyphenols are off the charts because they're fresh from the harvest. They make store-bought olive oils taste dull and flat by comparison. Taste for yourself. Check out this generous trial offer and get your $39 bottle for a buck with no obligation to buy anything else. Visit MyFavoriteOliveOil.com. In my case, it truly is. MyFavoriteOliveOil.com. MyFavoriteOliveOil.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, and our number is 877-726-TALK. That's 877-726-8255. We thank those of you who are calling us today, and we invite you to call us this hour or next, because we've got lots of time to answer your questions. You can come directly into the doctor's office and pose your question about medicine or nutrition. And people are calling me this week in a panic, emailing me, really, and posting on Facebook, what's up with this? Dr. Hoffman, you've been recommending B vitamins, but it turns out that B vitamins give you lung cancer. This according to a study that's gotten wide circulation in the mainstream media. So let's do a little deep dive on this and explain what it's all about. Headline, high doses of vitamin B tied to lung cancer risk, study says. And so I took a look at the study. Actually, I did quite a lot of analysis. I discussed it with colleagues via email. And some of the really top people in this field weighed in on this study. We had a lively discussion. And look, you know, we're open to new findings. Like, sometimes we're just plain wrong. We took a wrong turn, and we need to amend our advice. So is this a case where our overzealous application of B vitamins is causing an epidemic of cancer? God forbid. Story says men who took high doses of vitamin B6 and B12 supplements had a higher risk of lung cancer. So what's the study all about? Well, it's a study that found that big-time smokers had a higher risk of lung cancer when they took B vitamin supplements, not just multivitamins. And multivitamins contain hefty doses of B12, B6, other B vitamins. But no, it wasn't from multivitamins. It was from high-dose individual B vitamins. You know, now you can get B12, 1,000 micrograms or 5,000 micrograms. That's quite a high dose. And it's a dose that is valuable for enhancing energy. And I sometimes prescribe it. But sometimes I see people with abysmal levels of B12, and I prescribe high doses of B12 to restore it to normal. B6 has therapeutic effects, say, in carpal tunnel syndrome. It also has good effects on mood. So sometimes we selectively give individual B vitamins, not just multivitamins. Well, I didn't find it with multivitamins, but they did find that in current male smokers, those taking the highest levels of vitamin B6 had, get this, triple the risk of lung cancer over 6 years. Compared with those who didn't take supplements for vitamin B12, that risk nearly quadrupled. They say that the levels taken were 11 times the recommended daily amounts of B6, 23 times the daily amounts of B12. So, however, you know, I looked this up. I said, what's the relation? I looked at all the studies about B vitamin levels and the risk of lung cancer, and I found studies saying exactly the opposite, that there was no higher risk with the highest levels of B vitamins. In fact, it was the opposite, that high levels of vitamin B6 particularly were inversely associated with the risk of lung cancer. Translation, the more B6 you had, the less lung cancer you had. And this goes to kind of a paradox, which is that B vitamins, in particular folate, which is sometimes referred to as vitamin B9, is actually protective against cancer in many studies. However, once you have cancer, maybe, just maybe, you want to restrict your intake of supplements that promote growth and repair, because these supplements may actually fuel the cancer. I've been saying this for a long time, that if you have cancer, maybe you want to restrict high-dose mega B vitamins. And in big-time smokers, many of them may have early signs of cancer development. And maybe, just maybe, very high levels of B vitamins in smokers, people at high risk of cancer, may be inadvisable. In ordinary folks, the very self-same B vitamins may be protective. So nutrition is complicated. It's these studies are absolutely opposite in their conclusions. And so we can't generalize based on one study that B vitamins give you lung cancer. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Call us 877-726-TALK. This is Intelligent Medicine.
This traffic report from the bloodstream brought to you by Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Well, that inbound blood flow is really slowing down now due to plaque from cholesterol, but help's on the way from Kyolic. More than 750 peer-reviewed research studies indicate that Kyolic not only keeps circulation moving smoothly, it also helps improve a number of cardiovascular risk factors. Kyolic provides powerful antioxidants that help keep your arteries healthy. It reduces homocysteine, a risk factor for heart disease. Unlike other garlic products, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is made from 100% organically grown garlic, is completely odorless, and won't upset your stomach. With all of these heart-healthy benefits, it's no surprise that Kyolic is the best-selling garlic supplement in the world. Look for Kyolic at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere. Help keep your system stay humming along with Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract today.